Welcome to Women Who Sarcast. I'm Kathy Barron, and this is Real Deep Shit. When I was thinking about recording this episode, considering it is the last episode of Women Who Sarcast podcast, there was a song that came into my mind from The Sound of Music, and it's the So Long Farewell song that the kids were singing as they were saying goodnight to these guests that were having this huge party. And it's kind of bittersweet because the last 6 years have been pretty amazing. I've learned so much about myself. I've met so many cool and awesome people that I wouldn't have normally met. And that goes for the guests on my podcast, as well as people that I've met at podcast conferences that I've attended. The podcast community is very supportive if you find your people. And that's the thing, is finding your people. But I guess I just want to take this moment to reflect on how the podcast had evolved over the 6 years. And it's a natural evolution. I mean, everybody's podcast or career or life evolves over the years. And the podcast went from me and this acquaintance now doing episodes together. And then Mario came in to be the token woman for about 6 months. And then that's when I decided to do some guest interviews. And then Shailani came in for a couple of years. And then that's when Real Deep Shit was formed to kind of get me out of my comfort zone in speaking by myself, which doesn't come easily and still doesn't come easily. And then Corey comes in for, I think, a couple of years and did an amazing job. And then Chelsea came in to kind of close it all out. You know, when you approach people to be part of a project, a creative project, it's hard to first ask that person because you don't know what they're going to say. You don't want to be rejected. The fact that everybody, Corey, Chelsea, Shailani, Mario, were so gracious in giving up their time and creativity for this podcast, I will forever hold in my heart because it says a lot about them. You know, I learned a lot from them. I'm quite a serious person, if you hadn't noticed. And being around others that are not so serious helped me kind of come out of my shell and lighten it a little bit and not take things so seriously. The guests that I've had on the show, very smart, creative people that are just here on this planet to share their wisdom and to teach others. I want to thank all of my guests for being on the show and contributing their knowledge and wisdom and taking the time and energy out of their busy schedules and busy life to come and talk to me for an hour. So my mission after bringing this podcast to a close is to put everything that I have into this community, this magazine that I've started to create. And I'm also looking forward to starting other projects that are more personal for me. But I just want to say thank you to the listeners for being on this ride with me, whether it's 6 years, 6 months, 6 days. Thank you for listening. Thank you for putting up with our antics and our sarcasm. And, you know, sometimes it's uncomfortable and sometimes it wasn't funny. But thank you for always being there, always standing by me in this podcast and whoever I had on. It meant a lot. It means a lot. And hopefully I'll bring you over to the magazine so you can discover other podcasters that you might not know about, and continue your podcast listening journey. I'll leave you with a quote from the great George Carlin, who said, "Don't sweat the petty things and don't pet the sweaty things." Sarcasmus Day forever. Thank you for listening to Women Who Sarcast, an independent podcast. Follow us on Instagram at Women Who Sarcast. If you like this podcast so much you're thinking of launching your own show, pick up the latest issue of Women Who Podcast magazine and learn all about podcasting. Visit womenwhopodcastmag.com and follow us at Women Who Podcast Magazine. Show music provided by Mike Bassiani.